products were found out during our general screening. In fact, that's what we do during our post-market surveillance activity. So all over the country, we are screening products. And we have a machine that we call a true scan. We take it there, so we do on the spot check on the product. And I'm talking in this instance, medicine. So it was during the exercise that we found out that there are two batches of Coartem and then a particular batch of zinc that were fake. So as of now, we have brought it to the lab. We've checked with our true scan at the lab. It has also confirmed that the products were bad. They are mentioning the products. That's why we want the public to be alert. But investigation is ongoing. Now we have the medicine home, we are taking action. So we get to the root of the matter, how they had the supply of this medicine.
Is it a locally manufactured drug or it was imported?
No, they are imported. The Zentel, the manufacturer's name on it is Medri from India. And Coartem, the manufacturer's name is Novartis, US. And these are the original manufacturers. So you see, what I want to establish is that somebody could have manufactured it somewhere where we cannot tell. But whether it was done locally here, it was manufactured outside, smuggled inside, we cannot tell. But all we can say is that the products we found are fake products. They are not genuine. So we are not doing the investigation.
What are the features that the public have to know when they see this particular drug in the stores to know that this is not genuine?
The Coartem and the Zentel, they all look exactly like the original one. So the only thing that will advise consumers is the batch numbers and the manufacturing and expiry date. So I can mention them to you. Now, when it comes to the Coartem, we found two different batches. The first one, the batch number is NOS-2153, which was manufactured in June 2017 and expiring in May 2020. That's the Coartem. The second Coartem, the batch number is S-2261, manufactured in March 2017, expiring in March 2020. And well, it will interest you to know that Coartem in natural fat, so far, the ones we have, the manufacturing date is 2 years. Like the shelf life is 2 years. I will look at this one, it's 3 years. I don't want to generalize it, natural fat, yes. And then when it comes to the Zentel, the batch number is 340945, which was manufactured in August 2014, expiring in July 2019. So far, these are the features that can help the general public identify.
We keep asking, how did it get into the market?
We also continue to see that we have porous borders in this country. So if, for instance, somebody go to our neighboring countries, any of our neighboring countries, and happy to find this porous there, they can easily smuggle it into Ghana. Even at our approved ports of entry or medicine, people can conceal these products and bring them to the market. And that is why FDA, we do not joke with our post-market surveillance activity. So when at least we don't find the thing when it's entering, when it enters, we'll find a way and get it out. And this is what we have done when it comes to these clients.
Mr. Lati said the FDA is getting tough on those who sell drugs on vehicles, urging the public not to patronize such drugs.
FDA has organized a number of suits assisted by the police where we have arrested some of them. It's happening in Kalishi, it's happening at Abungoshi, Tema Station, and some other places, even in some of the regions, which then is excited. But you see, the challenge is this. You arrest them today, you move from the place, tomorrow, and you could be there. That is why in all our public education that we do, we tell the general public that do not patronize medicines that are sold in buses, that are peddled on the roadside and marketplaces and things. Do not patronize it. But aside the fact that it is against the law for medicines to be sold at these places, the safety of those medicines cannot be guaranteed in the sense that sometimes they are kept on the open sun for a long time. The heat can affect the product. Even if it's a genuine product, it can be affected by it. Secondly, those who are even selling it, what knowledge do they have in what they are selling? They haven't been trained to do that. In the whole world, when you should have a problem today, and FDA wants to investigate, where do we go to if we buy from the roadside? So we advise the general public, do not patronize these products. Once there's no demand, do not supply. If we discourage patronizing it, there's no stop selling at those places. So that's the advice I would give the general public.
Communications specialist at the FDA, James Lati, talking to Phyllis Kofi.